Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, 5 Tips to Insta Success on Instagram. My name is Eliana Raggio and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the absolute best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the brand new award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that DealerOn is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. Does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Well, maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new DealerOn website at DealerOn.com. We have an awesome show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Kate Frost as our presenter today. Kate Frost is the president of Kate Frost, Inc., which helps their dealership clients to improve their lead handling processes and digital marketing. Kate has an extensive background in automotive advertising, and she brings a unique insight into the automotive digital marketing realm. From online advertising and branding to engaging social media and website enhancement, Kate helps establish and maintain dealerships' digital presence. With well over a decade invested in the automotive industry, she's collaborated with numerous OEMs, dealer groups, and single-store operations, both through in-store, outside sales, and most recently in a digital media consulting capacity. Kate is a busy public speaker and an avid traveler, and she can be reached at kate@katefrostinc.com. By the way, very excited to announce, Kate Frost is also going to be presenting at the upcoming Women in Automotive Conference. This unique event is June 22nd through the 28th in Orlando, Florida. It focuses on aiding and empowering the women in our industry to improve their skills, advance their careers, and find the highest level of success in our male-dominated industry. And guess what? I'm going to be there, too. I'm going to be emceeing the event. So if you want to make your way to Orlando in a couple weeks, we'd love to see you. To find out more about the Women in Automotive Conference and to get your early bird tickets before the end of May, please visit womeninautomotive.com or check out #WomenInAuto16. We hope to see you there. And during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, don't worry, we're going to respond to you by email later today. And don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will be emailed to you later today for your reference. And hey, feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friends at Kate Frost, Inc., ooh, they're giving away a great prize today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a $100 iTunes gift card plus a Seriously Social t-shirt. You heard me. Hey, everyone can use that. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned, and you could be winning this awesome prize today. Also, at the conclusion of the webinar, you're going to receive a short survey. Fill it out. We're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want to know what you have to say about today's presentation. It means a lot to us, so please fill out that survey. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so tag us in it. You can use #DealerOnWebby. I'm @ElianaRaggio. You can also hit up Kate Frost @KateFrostInc. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's learn the 5 tips to Insta success on Instagram. Kate Frost, how the heck are you, my love? Girl power.
It's so nice to be on with you. It's always a nice homecoming, so thanks for having me back. And thanks everyone for attending. I think that you're going to get a lot out of today's webinar, whether you're a novice or you're already Insta successful. I think you're going to take away a lot. So what we're going to cover over the next hour or so, I'm going to show you some ways to increase your visibility, your audience size, and your post engagement on Instagram. Share with you a few free tools and some kick-ass apps that'll help you take better pictures and create more compelling content, and provide you with step-by-step directions along with some helpful do's and don'ts that are going to make you look like a pro. And then at the end, we're definitely going to be doing some Q&A, so think about some questions that I might not have answered but that you've been wanting to know about. I'm really excited about this presentation because Instagram is something that I love to play with personally, and about a year and a half ago, I started using it a lot professionally, and so much so that you'll see on my screen that for Mother's Day, my 7-year-old son, Hudson, filled out the sheet at school talking about his mom, and you know, he has listed that I'm 37 and that I like to work and that I'm really good at Instagram.
That's so cute.
So I feel like that's really professional, and the endorsements that I needed. And there's Hudson on the other side, and here he is with his Instagram account that he's managed to have 173 followers. So if some of you are cringing right now because he has more followers than you, I'm going to share with you the secrets of how you can grow your audience. And if you want to follow Hudson along, I'm sure he's itching to get to that 200 mark. So he's Hudson Frost.
That's cute.
But before we get started, you want to hit off the first poll question, Eliana?
I would love to. It'd be my pleasure. All right, audience, guess what? We only have 2 poll questions coming your way today, so your involvement in both of those would be greatly appreciated. The first question is on your screen now. Hey, let's take a gander at it. It says, does your dealership have an active Instagram account? Please select one of the following. Yes, and it's working great for us. Yes, but I definitely need help with it. Not yet, but we're thinking about it. No, Instagram is a giant waste of time. And then the last answer is, Insta what? That's right. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. The votes are coming in fast and furious. Audience, you guys rock today. Thank you so much. I knew you came. You came to do some serious webinaring. I love you for it. Okay, so does your dealership have an active Instagram account? Yes, we are Insta ninjas. Yes, but I need help with my Instagram. Not yet, but you know what? We're thinking about easing into an Instagram account. No, it's a giant waste of time, or Insta what? And if you do have an Instagram account but it's not active, I would say choose not yet, but we're thinking about it. Right? Wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just in case, if that's you. I'm not sure.
Just in case you don't know the password.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, somebody wrote in, man, Hudson rocks. Just thought you'd like to know that.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're going to have audience to play back the recording for him.
Mm-hmm. All right, audience, thank you so much for the votes. Almost everyone has voted now, so we're going to close this poll and share the results. Kate, check this. 19% of today's audience say, yes, their dealership does have an active Instagram account, and it works great for them. That's 19%. That's actually a lot better than I thought.
Yeah, me too.
41% of today's audience, so that's definitely the majority, they say yes, but they admit they definitely need help with their Instagram account. Glad you're here today, people. Okay, 32%, so almost a third of today's audience, says not yet, but we're thinking about it. No one thinks Instagram is a giant waste of time. I told you I have a smart audience. And then the remaining 8% said, Insta what? All right, Katie Bear,
nice.
Where do we go from here?
Perfect. Well, I'm so happy. I guess, for the majority of you, you'll be pleased to know that the struggle doesn't have to be real, and you're going to start looking like a pro in no time. And for those of you that are still Insta what, just some background on Instagram. If you didn't know, Facebook actually owns Instagram. In 2012, they bought it for $1 billion. There's 400 million active monthly users. Unlike Facebook, there's no difference between a business and personal account, which is nice. More than 80 million photos and videos are shared every day. And the person with the most followers is not Kim Kardashian or Justin Bieber. It's actually Selena Gomez.
Really?
6 million. Kind of shocking, yes. And then since the inception of Instagram, it has been always that if you followed somebody, you would see all of their posts because their timeline was just that. It was all based on when you actually did a post. And so you could literally scroll back and see every single thing. What they're rolling out right now and what I've already seen on a few of the accounts that we manage is that there is going to be an algorithm that's similar to Facebook so that it won't be based on time anymore and it'll be based on engagement and interaction, but that's not necessarily the case on all accounts right now. So it's still open and organic, and you can get the lion's share now. So one of the things that I started doing back in 2014 is I actually branched away from automotive and started working with a company. It's actually a beauty retailer called Ricky's NYC, and they're located in New York and Florida. And they don't spend any money on traditional advertising, but you can think of them very much the same way that like an Ulta or a Sephora. So it's hair care, beauty, nails, all of that good stuff. And when I took over the account in 2014, they had a little over 3,000 followers. And here today we sit, and today, in fact, they'll actually hit 60,000 followers. So it's pretty incredible to see all that's happened in that year and a half and how it's impacted their business. And I'm going to be showing you guys how we've been able to grow that audience size to surpass Fiat USA, who perhaps you've heard of as well. Here they definitely have more than 28 locations in the U.S. They're probably spending several million dollars on advertising. And they even have their own emoji. But even with all that being said, they're still not totally killing it on Insta, and we're beating them out.
Wow, that's amazing. And how long did it take you to do that?
Kind of shocking. So that was August 2014 that we took it over, and so I guess we're coming up, you know, soon on that two-year mark. But, you know, that was me not really knowing what I was doing in the beginning. Now we're able to grow these audiences a lot faster, and those are going to be some of the tips that I share with you. This is also kind of interesting. So one of the other beauty brands that I work with is a company called Colored Rain Cosmetics, and I'm sure a lot of you on the call have never heard of it before, or if you have, it's only because of me. But what Lorraine does is she creates a bunch of liquid lipsticks, and she has 495,000 followers on Instagram and doesn't spend any money on traditional advertising. It's an online business, and this really isn't just about followers or likes and no way to monetize it. I think the really important thing here is that last week she had these 5,000 lipsticks that were coming out in this new color, and we posted about it on social media, sent out an email marketing piece, and within 24 hours, she had sold out of all 5,000 of those lipsticks, and that's about a cool $90,000.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's pretty incredible, and it's interesting to see how Instagram has created all of these other businesses in the beauty industry, and that it's no longer about having to go to a department store to buy your makeup or go to a CVS. Now there's this whole other area that all of these online brands exist, and they're highly coveted. And so it's been interesting to see how that affects the beauty industry and taking some of those same things and applying them to Toyota, which obviously is going to be a brand that we've all heard of and has been around much, much longer than the 3 years for Colored Rain. And yet there they are with 414,000 followers. And it's not really like picking on OEMs, or I don't want people to think, well, you know, people love lipstick or nail polish, and so there's a larger audience, and that's who's on Instagram. I think that's really the easy way out to say some of those things. The reality is there's car enthusiasts. There's people who are just fanatics about automotive, and they're on Instagram as well. In fact, if anybody knows Hunter Swift, and he's in the automotive space and works for dealer specialties. he takes pictures, and his own account has over 10,000 followers, and all he's doing is posting pictures of cars, and he gets a ton of engagement. So, you know, he's knocking on the door of Volvo. So your audience is definitely there, especially everybody, you know, has been talking about millennials for the last 2 years, the elusive unicorn and where to catch them, and Instagram is certainly a place for that. So with all that being said, I'm going to walk you through some of the ways that you can grow that audience and become the Insta success. And the first one is kind of the no-brainer, and it has to do with frequency. Just like any other social media platform, it's not the set it and forget it. And I feel like a lot more dealers have now started an Instagram account because it might be part of their OEM digital bundle, and they have to, you know, post 4 times a month in order to get that point of credit. But that's really the only thing that you'd be getting out of that. Instagram doesn't have to be something that you're doing on a daily basis, but I would say that you'd want to be posting 3 to 4 times a week just to let your audience know that you're an active account that will encourage people to follow you. What we've seen with a lot of brands is that they were just posting, you know, Monday through Friday because that was, you know, the hours that marketing worked, and they were taking the weekends off, when the reality is that most people are on social media on the weekends because they have a time to go on there and keep scrolling. And I think that's some good news for automotive, since you might be working on the weekend anyway. So maybe on that Saturday that you're at the store, you snap a picture and upload it there. But I think you'll start to see, once you get into it in the next 30 days, what times and days work best for you. And that's going to be different for a lot of audiences. We've found that actually Thursday has the lowest amount of engagement, but that Saturday and Sunday do really well. So just food for thought there, but try to be posting a minimum of 3 times a week. And then the next thing is the visuals. And, you know, visual graphics and content is important for any social media platform, but particularly for Instagram, where it's all about the picture. And so there's some do's and don'ts there. You definitely want to use real pictures of real people and real product. You want to stay away from anything that looks like an advertisement. So this is not the place that you're going to post those images from those banners from your website's homepage. This isn't the place to post about your direct mail or your newspaper. Anything that looks like it's an overt ad won't get a lot of engagement. If you are going to use a graphic, make it a funny meme. Those are great ways to have people laugh, like it, and then tag a friend in the comment so that you're actually getting additional exposure and people who might want to start following your account. Don't use any stock images with no background. So definitely take care of the do's. Anything that has heavy copy, you want to be careful of, because with Instagram, of course, you can't like pinch and zoom and do all of that. It's going to be a small static picture. And so these are just some examples of real photos that you should be using. You can see this is for Osteen VW, and there's a picture of their car in the showroom. And then the other two are actually regrams that can either be from the manufacturer or just enthusiasts as well, that are great quality pictures, cute captions that aren't too long, and you can see the type of engagement that those are getting. So it doesn't have to be that you're now all of a sudden a photographer. There's plenty of great content out there, and so you can even repurpose some of that, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the presentation. I realize that the one on the left is hard to read, but talking about memes, just cleaned out my car if anyone needs 38 half-empty bottles of water. That's really cute. That's not even on a car account, and everybody can relate to that. There's Eliana laughing because she has 38, and I probably have a solid 25 too. So those are cute. And then the one on the right, I would say you only use this, again, with no background. Only use this when you're advertising. Unfortunately, in this case, it was an ad, but that's the only time something like this is going to work, when it is a sponsored ad. Otherwise, you want to keep it light and friendly. And you want to get your grid right. So you have 9 squares that you'll be judged by, and when people go to your account, they're going to be looking at those first 9. So keep that in mind. If everything looked like you are selling to them, I don't think that you would get a lot of followers. But if you're posting some great pictures, maybe there's some continuity between them, this is what you're going to be judged on. So you want to keep that in mind. And the brighter the photos, the better they do on Instagram, the better engagement they get. These are a few of the apps that I use and my team uses on a daily basis that I would recommend you make note of, that you download. Some of them are free, and then to unlock various things in there, it might be the $1.99 that you have to spend. But a color story, this is my favorite app, and what they have dozens of filters in there. And it really makes all of your pictures, they say, crackle with intensity and life. They're all about the bold colors. So if you want to have those bright photos, even on a cloudy day, put them in Color Story, brighten them up. Boomerang, have you ever used Boomerang, Eliana?
No. I was really excited about this webinar, mainly, number one, because we've never done a webinar about Instagram, but number two, because it's one of the few things I do not know a thing about. So I'm learning a lot today. I'm actually taking notes, too. So, no,
perfect.
I've never used Boomerang because I'm not Instagram
at all. Yeah. So Boomerang is great. It's an app that Instagram rolled out less than a year ago, and it's a video app. So it does anything. It takes like a 3-second shot of whatever you're doing, and you should be moving in it. And then it creates a short movie in a loop over and over again. So it can be really funny if, you know, you're jumping or doing anything like that, or even like trees moving. It creates a really quick video, and you can either download that separately from the App Store, or there's even a place to access it within Instagram that maybe some of you have seen. And Lumiere, this is one that I know AJ knows about, because when I found it, I was over the moon and super excited. So this one is one that adds animation to any of your photos. It actually creates a video. So think of it like there's blue sky, and now all of a sudden you can put birds that are flying across the sky, or they have confetti that falls down, so maybe you're having a sale happening, and one that has just this really bright light that looks awesome on headlights for cars. So download that one, play around, you're going to love it. And then last but not least is PixArt, and this is actually the most downloaded photo editor in the App Store. So you can think of it, if you're not already using it, kind of like a Photoshop on your phone. You can do a lot with it. So even if you're not a fabulous photographer, I think everyone can add to their LinkedIn after you use these that you are a professional photographer, because it's going to make you look really good and like a pro.
Love it. So yeah. Which ones of these are free?
So Lumiere is free, but you have to pay $1.99 if you want to remove the watermark. Boomerang is free, PixArt and Color Story. They're all free, but then if you wanted to like unlock other filters and do some of those, it's nothing more. Color Story, if you buy the bundle, is all of $7.99 one time, and it's totally worth it.
Plus,
if you get the answer right at the end, then you have the $100 that you can go crazy in the App Store.
Awesome.
Number 3, brand influencers. I think Kim Kardashian was the first brand ambassador, right? She had all of the brands asking her to post pictures of the waist cincture and the diet tee and was getting paid a lot of money. That's not what this brand influencer program is that I want to talk about. There's no Kardashian involved. But what you want to do is look for people and brands that have a large audience, and it goes beyond the large audience. You want them to have engaged followers who are liking and commenting on their posts to either talk about you, your product, your services. It doesn't even have to be something that you're paying them to do. Typically what we've found is even when you regram photos from these accounts and give proper credit by tagging them or shouting them out in the comments, they'll come over because it's, you know, socially good manners to go over and thank the person for posting, like it, and now you've tapped into that much larger audience, and people can see who are following that person, what photos they're liking, and so you're going to naturally grow that way as well. Something else you can do with a brand influencer is have an Instagram takeover, so a weekend, a day or two. Maybe you're going to a car show, maybe somebody from a different department. Have them, start taking some photos and posting about it just so you get the different voice and different look. And they don't necessarily even have to log in to do that, even if they sent it to you. But that's a great way to grow an audience because they can promote it on their side too. And then last but not least, you know, partner with local businesses for giveaways. So if you guys all go to the same Chipotle or deli for lunch 3 out of 5 days a week, that could be a really great place to get a gift card. If they're on Instagram, you both post about it and say that you're giving away the $25, gift card, and all you have to do to enter to win is like the photo and follow the account. That's a fast way to grow your audience in, 24 or 48 hours. And some of the OEMs are already doing this, Toyota being an example. If any of you are familiar, this account, Joy, she goes by OJoy, is somebody who is definitely Insta-successful. I think she started out actually on Pinterest, but now she has a line at Target, and she's always posting pictures about her young kids and some DIY projects. So Toyota partnered with her for an Insta takeover.
And she has 312,000 followers?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I know. So she's about 100,000 shy of Toyota at this point. So they partnered with her to promote the RAV4. Like I said, she's the mother of 2 young children, and presumably her audience is who Toyota is trying to reach. And so this would be a way for Toyota to tap into that community and get some of that additional exposure. And because I follow OJoy and Toyota, I started seeing in my feed over the weekend these photos of her and her daughter and then eating lunch and walking around. But I want you to pay attention to some of that engagement at the bottom. So, 1,800 likes, 2,300, 2,000 likes. And the captions are clever. I think those are cute. But it kind of, to me, felt a little bit like a miss. Like, where are the pictures of the RAV4? And then those started to come through. And then if you look at the engagement here, they're all over 3,000.
Wow.
And she's talking about, how they're using it. And so for me, I have no idea if Toyota thinks, like, how they were grading it as a success or how many followers they were able to get from it. But really, for me, the biggest takeaway just in looking at that was don't be afraid to show your product. People who are following Toyota, it's because they want to see Toyotas. They're car people. They want to see the product. If they wanted to see flat lays of the tacos you're eating for lunch, they're probably already following Joy and can see that. So that's just something to keep in mind as you come up with some of these partnerships and look for these brand influencers. Don't be afraid to kind of retain your voice and your messaging too. They don't need to totally take it over from there. And with that, I'll I'll pause so that you can do another poll question.
Wow, you're blowing my mind right now. I mean, I knew Instagram was hot, but geez, Louise, I had no idea.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I'm totally behind on this. I got to get on this. All right, audience, I got your second poll question right here for you. It's your final poll question, actually, so we'd love it if you'd get involved. And here is the question. In your opinion, how many hashtags should you use on an Instagram post? Please select one of the following: 1 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 30, more than 30, or do you mean the pound sign? Gosh, I don't know. Once we have a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. And wait a second. Hashtags? You can have more than 30 hashtags? Wow. What? Okay.
Lots of hashtags.
Well, we're going to see how much the audience thinks is the right amount, okay? And then I'm sure you're going to give me the answer, right?
Well, and it's in your opinion, so I guess there is no right or wrong. I'll just tell you what my opinion is.
That's fair enough. Okay. Somebody wrote in, where's the option for hashtag whatever Kate tells me? Thanks, AJ. And audience, I also want to encourage you. You got Instagram questions? Guess what? Kate Frost has Instagram answers. No better voice on Instagram out there in the automotive space than Kate Frost. So we're here to help you become Insta success on Instagram. Ask your questions. Get those questions in, okay? We're nearing the end of her presentation, and we'd love to see how we can help you get a better result on Instagram. All right. Are you ready, Kate?
Let's hear it.
Okay. Let's close this poll and share the results. Okay. In the audience's opinion, 3/4 of the audience, 75%, believe that the optimal amount of hashtags that they should use on any one Instagram post is 1 to 10. That is 75% of today's audience.
Wow.
All right. 11% of today's audience say that they feel it's around 10 to 20 hashtags. Another 11% of today's audience feel it's 20 to 30. And only 3% of today's audience said more than 30 hashtags. And everyone seems to know what a hashtag is. No need to tell them it's not called a pound sign. So
it's a tic-tac-toe board.
That's right. So, okay, let's,
so 75%.
Let's just put this out there. 75% believe 1 to 10 hashtags is more than enough for an Instagram post. Is there, what is your opinion on this, Kate Frost, queen of Instagram?
So mine is, you're wrong, that you
what?
Need to use all 30. So if you're thinking of hashtags, I still have so many people ask, really, like, what's a hashtag for? And then I see other people who should be asking that question because what they're hashtagging is ridiculous. So once and for all, if you think of a hashtag like it's a Google keyword, would you spend money to buy that keyword? That's how people are going to find you on Instagram. More than any other social network out there, Instagram is all about the hashtags, and they've recently limited it so that you can only use 30 hashtags, and that includes what you've put in a comment. So I would encourage all of you to use all 30, or 20 to 30, and I'm going to show you how to do it so that it doesn't look tacky and that you're not totally crazy and looking very needy.
Okay, so you can't put more than 30.
Right. So the 30 plus was a trick question because you can't actually do that. 30 is the max.
Now, why do you believe that so many of our audience, and my audience is usually really good about this kind of stuff. I mean, when they do the poll questions, they almost always get it right, you know. So why do you believe people in the automotive industry are not using as many hashtags as you're recommending? I mean, is there...
I think one is because Instagram is probably the newest platform, so there's not that many dealers out there that are just like totally killing it. And if you, you know, most people are used to like Facebook or Twitter, and there, I mean, certainly with Twitter, you have a character limit, so you can't put 30 hashtags. But with Facebook, even though we might use hashtags, people really aren't searching by hashtags in that way. So I think that, you know, you're trying not to look tacky or you know, so needy, I guess is the word that keeps coming to mind, by putting all of those hashtags out there. But with Instagram, the difference is night and day, and like your engagement relies heavily on the hashtags that you're using. And so this is going to be an example of, here's Toyota, and they've posted lights, push, start, action, hashtag Prius. Yeah, it's really not the time to be coy. And if they would have added maybe 29 other hashtags, you'd see that number over 3,500. Because the reality is that the Prius hashtag on Instagram doesn't have that many people following it. So 8,401 posts. If they were to use the hashtag Let's Go Places, which I think they've spent millions and millions of dollars on, that one actually has more of those. So you combine those numbers and now start thinking about that that's your overall reach. So each one of these hashtags has that many posts or that many people who are following those, and you're just exposing your picture, your content to a much larger audience. And so the next few slides are probably where people are going to have the most questions, and I knew that before the poll question, so we can come back to all of this, but part of the handout at the end has to do with hashtags too. So the first thing that I would encourage you to do is to create a hashtag for your brand or your business and use it in your profile description and on every single post. So you can see the example next to it is tag us Osteen VW to be featured. And now you've just given people the roadmap to say like, yeah, I want to be on that account. I want, you know, my VW to be in front of these 4,000 VW lovers. And so you start seeing that people are going to be tagging their own photos with that. For Ricky's, when we started doing Ricky's NYC, now you look at that hashtag and you can even start Googling like beauty hashtags that are really popular. Ricky's NYC comes up because we use it every single time, and people who aren't even shopping at Ricky's, haven't bought the product there, they're using it as well. So create your branded hashtag. And that can be what you use in all of your marketing materials now. You don't have to use like the Facebook or Twitter or Instagram icon. You could just use that hashtag so that your customers know that you can be reached on all of those. And then I would encourage you to keep an ongoing list of hashtags in your phone in the notes section so that you can just copy and paste and you're not having to remember all of these hashtags and type them out each time. So, for example, if you don't know what hashtags to even get started on, when you open up Instagram at the bottom, and hopefully you can see it, there's like a home button and then there's a search button, and that search button is the second one in. And you can either search for people or for tags or for places. You're going to go to tags and then you're going to type in your brand. So let's say it's Toyota. Just type in Toyota, and you're going to see that that hashtag alone has 364,429 posts. Then Toyota Tacoma, Toyota Nation, Toyota 4x4. The list just keeps going. And so, you know, don't use Toyota Supra if you're not posting about it. But this can also act kind of as a guideline to give you other ideas or expose you to hashtags you didn't know were trending and were so popular. Same with cars, right? You go, who would have thought that cars and coffee was 32,634 posts? That's a big one. Car spotting, new car smell, all of those. And then certainly look at the OEM simply to see what hashtags they're using too, so that you can incorporate them into yours. But start with, you know, doing a search and seeing, and you might have multiple notes in your phone. So if it's like Truck Tuesday, or then you wanted to have the Toyota 4x4, you can separate that list of hashtags based on the model or picture that you're posting about. Have one that's just generic and all about branding that you could use as a default. But as you get going, I mean, I have my whole notes is set up with just tons and tons of hashtags because you do want to mix them up.
I have a question. I have a question because I'm loving this hashtag thing. Love it. So the hashtag is kind of like if you have that hashtag and there's 34,000 people who are interested in that particular subject, that particular hashtag, then that means that your post will show up in their news feed?
Well, that they can find you. So they don't necessarily have to be following you, but if somebody did a search for that hashtag, your photo would come up and they could be introduced to it. The same way that once you're in Instagram and you go to like search maybe for a person, and then below that are all the like pictures and videos of things that Instagram thinks you would be interested in, they're basing that off of hashtags that you're using and people that you're following. So think of hashtags like putting 30 on there the same way that you would on Facebook when you boost a post so that it gets more exposure, if that makes sense.
Okay.
That's an explanation.
Okay. I love it. We're getting some great questions in from the audience, too, by the way. So we're getting great questions in from the audience, too, about hashtags. So we're going to be getting to those soon. Audience, thank you. Keep sending those great questions in. We're going to get to some more on hashtags in a bit.
So this is an example, just going back to, like, Osteen VW. This would be some of the hashtags that we have saved that are just like generic branding ones, and you can see that they're located in Jacksonville, Florida. So we've got Jacksonville, Jax, you know, VW Love, Turbo, Insta Turbo, Autos, New Cars, Automotive, and it just keeps going. So a lot of these you can even include in yours regardless of what brand it is, like New Cars, Autos, Car Spotting, Cars of Instagram, of course, Car Porn, which it gets so many followers or so many people using it. So with this, you just want to copy, have that available so that you can copy and paste and you're not having to type that every single time. And then this is the pro tip. So you're going to copy and paste these as a comment on your account. You're not going to put them in the original post, and this is what I mean. So here's Polished Digital, you know, my brand, and I've posted this picture, and it says, a staple for every polished girl, thanks, and then I tag the woman who, the company that made the pouch. And then I put hashtag Polished Digital. I don't have 30 hashtags on there. It's just that, right? But then you see on the slide next to it, that if you were to click on the comment, the next comment was all of my hashtags. And the reason I do it that way is because I know people are going to comment, and now all of a sudden all of those hashtags get hidden, and they're not part of my original post. So in Crazy Hot post, branding on Fleek, and then Nice, there's 9 comments. You never see that I posted all of those hashtags that go with it.
Okay. I just have a quick question that came in from Brad. He said on your previous slide that Volkswagen was spelled wrong. So is it because other people are spelling it wrong and we should still use it if it's spelled wrong, if it still has like 8,000 followers?
Well, and this could be that I did this last night at 9:30. So I would say only check it first if you're doing it. Now, I will say that a lot of words are spelled wrong and they still have a ton of followers, like hair, and then hair with 3 R's, that gets even more followers. So no, I would always say spell things correctly and then only put it in there if there's still some followers. Fat-fingering or, you know, auto-correcting.
The funny thing is, I do think that people would spell Volkswagen wrong.
Clearly, I do. I mean, it's auto-correct. I bet there's a lot for ducking out there, too. So.
Darn it, ducking. All right. Okay, we're saving the rest of the questions. Keep going. This is awesome stuff.
Okay. So, So the other reason that we would do it as a separate comment would be if you wanted to push your Instagram post to Facebook or to Twitter, this would be the only way that you would want to do it, so that it's still clean, it fits the character limit, and then it's not just a bunch of garbage hashtags on Facebook that nobody searches by. So keep your comment, your first comment, to the same type of post you would post on Facebook. But just make sure that you have that branded hashtag, because that's how you're training your audience to tag you.
So
that's just good branding advice.
It was awesome advice. When you posted all of those hashtags, I saw you put a lot of spaces in there. Was there a reason you put all those spaces in there?
So I put those, I put five dots above all of them, all of the hashtags that we do, because it's going to only show a preview of the first three lines. And so now all you see are three little inconspicuous dots and not this whole line of hashtags. The only time you would ever see this line of hashtags is if you were to click on this comment bubble, and then you could see all of that in there.
Gotcha,
but otherwise,
gotcha.
It's just inconspicuous. And the only way to get those dots is to do that in the notes field and then copy and paste. If you're in Instagram and you're trying to do any of these spaces, it won't let you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? That's crazy.
Man,
that was worth the price of admission right there, babe.
Yeah. You guys are getting the master's degree in Instagram right now. It took me 2 years to get all of this, and here you are. And so, you know, number five, this is the no-brainer, like, follow, comment, and repeat. You just need to like people's photos, comment on their photos. It's social media. You don't want to be the only person out there talking. Once people see that you're responding or that you're commenting on their photos, they're much more inclined to check out your account and follow along. So right behind hashtags, this is the next thing you can do to grow your audience quickly, is get involved. And you know what? Check out the place to start is to do a search for those hashtags and see people who are, you know, posting in their photos, Toyota, Tacoma, and start liking their photos. They're going to come over and check you out too. We're all narcissists that look to see who's liked our stuff, and if it's an account we don't know, we go and check them out. So that's number five, and because that's should be an obvious one, I threw in a number six, and that's that you can advertise on Instagram. And the way you advertise on Instagram is by connecting it to your business account on Facebook. So what you do is you go to your business page, you click on settings, you hit Instagram ads on the left-hand side, and then you hit add an account, and you type in your handle and then your password, and it's going to be attached, and then you just go into your Power Editor and you can create ads there as well. So the same way that you see, you know, the Scion or BMW, those sponsored ads coming through, that's how you would go about doing those. And the thing to keep in mind that's different than Facebook on all of that is this isn't really a way that you're going to, you know, drive tons of traffic to your website. People who are in Instagram probably want to stay in Instagram, or you want to give them a really significant reason to move over. So at this point, I think for automotive, it's going to be a lot about branding yourself and not so much about trying to drive traffic. There's no hyperlinks in comments either. So please, everyone, stop trying to type a bit.ly link or something ridiculous in your comment. The only hyperlink you can have on Instagram is going to be in your profile, and that's why you see so many people put link in profile, link in bio. So keep that in mind as you're doing some of these. Now, the Learn More, and they do have shop now, but overall, you know, the ads that we've run, I haven't seen a tremendous, you know, path to that, but it's still early. This is less than a year old. Even having the ability to advertise on a local or business level, So I'm sure we're going to see a lot of changes in the next year as well. And so those are the six. And I would say, you know, suggested resources, that would be one, you know, follow Instagram on Instagram. That's how I found out that they updated their logo, that they went from allowing 15-second videos to 60-second. They're going to be releasing all of that information there first. And follow other brands and people that you deem Insta successful and mimic what they're doing. And I would say based on, you know, some of those OEMs out there, I would look beyond automotive to see how to really kill it. And, you know, look at some of these beauty bloggers that you've never heard of, Brian Champagne with 1 million followers. It's crazy. And then, you know, you could always just befriend a millennial or a 7-year-old Hudson is available for consulting. He's going to have Hudson Frost Inc. soon. And, you know, he's always talking about Instagram, and his friends are too, and he showed me a few things as well. So just get in there and play with it. And then, you know, certainly download the cheat sheets. At the end of the webinar, I've included information on how to add multiple accounts to your Instagram. They now let you do up to 5, so you don't have to constantly be logging in and out, which is great news. So now we only need about 30 devices here at Kate Frost Inc. in order to not have to keep doing that. And then the other is more information about the hashtags as well. So make sure that you download those at the end. And then these are really the action items. So anybody who wasn't paying attention all along, these are the six steps that you should be doing. Claim your business name, get the branded hashtag, post regularly. Download the suggested apps to take killer photos and videos, connect with the influencers in your market, develop your hashtag list or lists, be social, like, follow, comment, and repeat, and then connect your Instagram account to your Facebook account if you wanted to test it out and do some Instagram advertising. And now I guess that's the Q&A.
Ooh, I love it, love it, love it. Kate, that was amazing. I loved, loved, loved everything that you talked about. Thank you so much. Great, great presentation.
You're welcome.
All right, audience, we got some great questions in, but if you haven't gotten in your question yet for the one and only Kate Frost, and yes, I called her the social media maven because she is. So, by the way, Mike Davenport now calls her the Insta Queen. Whatever.
Awesome.
Her name is Kate Frost. I mean Kate Frost. Anyway. If you got a question for Kate, send those questions, and we're going to get to your questions in just a moment. And as Kate had talked about in just a couple seconds ago, yes, check out the handouts section of the GoToWebinar interface. There you're going to see 3 handouts for you. If I were you, I'd download all 3 of them right now. They will not be available once this webinar concludes. So you're going to see in the handout section a copy of today's slide deck. You'll also see a copy of Kate Frost's Instagram tips and another one for Instagram versus Facebook and how you should treat those differently. So definitely download all 3 of those. It's really going to help you out. And, yeah, it's that time. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, well, I announced that our good friends over at Kate Frost Inc. are giving away some cool prizes today on the webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a $100 iTunes gift card and a Seriously Social t-shirt. That's right, baby. So what I need you to do is get to your keyboards and get ready. All you have to do is answer a simple question about the presentation that you just saw. Get ready. First one to write in the correct response is going to be walking away with this cool prize today. Good luck, everyone. And, of course, vendors, we love having you on our show, but we're going to ask you to kindly sit this one out. This prize is intended for dealership personnel only. All right, everyone, here we go. Good luck. No, the answer is not hashtags. All right. Good luck, everyone. How many followers does little Mr. Hudson Frost have on Instagram? Oh, my goodness. First person to write in had the right one. Alyssa Herrings. Alyssa Herrings. Congratulations. Yes, he has 173. That's right. Alyssa, you could do me a tremendous favor and send me your mailing address so we can get these cool prizes out to you ASAP. They're going to be coming directly from our friends over at Kate Frost, Inc. Congratulations, Alyssa. We'd love to know what dealership you're from. by the way, somebody wrote 173,000.
Yes. I'm happy to report that now it's 176. So thank you for the three who have jumped on board.
But just so you know, Alyssa, congratulations. She's from Marquardt Motors and Marquardt Toyota. Congratulations, Alyssa. Don't forget to send me your mailing address right now, if you wouldn't mind. And, yes, somebody else, Sharpie, said, oh, man, my general manager called and I missed the prize question. Serves you right, Sharpie. You never turn away from the Dealer On webinar. All right, Alyssa, congratulations. Thank you for playing along, everyone. And I know, we only had one prize today. But you know what? We give away cool prizes every week. So come on back to another Dealer On webinar. And who knows? That could be the day that you win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. For right now, we're going to congratulate Alyssa. Congratulations. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at Kate Frost, Inc. for their incredible generosity. All right, everyone. Let's get to those questions. Kate, should we go live on this?
Sure, yes.
All right, audience. We're doing it. We're going live. Hey. All right. Let's get to some of these questions. Well, your first question, I think he was kidding around, but your first question comes in from Kevin, and he says, so Kate is promising that we will sell 5,000 cars in 24 hours with these Instagram tactics.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's a money-back guarantee. It's similar to Dealer On.
You heard the lady, Kevin. Mm-hmm. All right. But first you have to get, like, 200,000 followers on Instagram. Okay. Okay. David wanted me to let you know that he started their dealership Instagram account because of a previous Kate Frost Dealer On webinar that you had done. So now he's learning all the tactics that it's going to take
for
complete success. So thank you.
Perfect.
Keep on rocking. Okay. Follow-up question from Kevin. When you said everyone's looking at your grid and they said, you need to post
your grid photos.
Right. So Kevin wants to know, is it the last 9 photos you posted, or is it the first 9 ever, or can you switch one out if you find a better one? I mean, how does that grid work?
It's all going to be chronologically. So it's your most recent one goes in that top left corner, and it just scrolls down from there. I would recommend if you don't have an Instagram account and you're looking to start one, because you need those 9 photos to fill it up first. There's apps out there that will take one picture and turn it into 9 photos so that at least the whole grid looks full and it's not like, oh, look, they've posted 2 pictures and they might be spam. So it's a way to kind of fill up that window first. But that's always going to change based on your posting frequency.
I gotcha. Great question. Thank you. Actually, I'm glad you asked that because I did not know the answer to that. Like I said, Insta stupid here, so I'm learning a lot today. I took notes, okay? All right. Next question. I think you answered this, but I promised I might ask you, so I'm asking. Curtis wrote in, do you put the hashtags on the post or the hashtags in the comments? Of course, we already covered that.
Yep, the comments.
So which hashtags should you put in the post as opposed to the comments?
Definitely do like your branded one in the post. And if you're writing a sentence that includes something that you would hashtag, I would limit that to like one other hashtag in the actual sentence, just so it doesn't look like you're writing a sentence of hashtags. So maybe it's the model that you're talking about, or it's the location, something like that. But I would stick to like 2 or 3 in the post and then just load up the rest, the other 27, in the comments.
Okay, so like the biggest ones or the ones that most go with your post?
I would say the ones that could be the variables in that list that they're maybe not always in there, but that would be specific to it. Like Toyota Supra might not always be in your list that you're copying and pasting from, but because you have this Supra, you're going to, you know, post about it. And in that case, it makes sense to tag it in the comment. Or, I'm sorry, in the post.
In the post, got it. Okay, thank you so much. Great questions are still coming in. Okay, today's winner actually had a question before she won. Alyssa says, does it make sense to go back and add hashtags to our photos to previous posts?
That's a great question, and at one time you could do that. You could trick Instagram and go back and add hashtags to previous ones, and it would come up like it was fresh. But now it's all based on if you've got a picture that you posted a month ago, it's pretty much not going to matter because that would have counted a month ago. So now I would just say focus your best efforts on doing it moving forward. If you wanted to try to like revive some old posts, the best way to do that is to go back and tag like either a person in the actual photo or, you know, a brand in the actual photo, and then it'll come up again that way.
I like it. Alyssa, great question. Thank you so much. Okay, next question is from Colin. He says, how is Instagram driving sales to the dealership, and how can you measure that?
Oh, nobody's ever asked that question before for social media. If I could tell you that, then I would not be doing a free webinar.
Already proved to me that Instagram definitely sells stuff.
So I guess here's the beautiful thing that's happened because of, you know, branching outside of automotive and working with Polish Digital, and because, you know, every GM is asking an ROI question, and, you know, social media has kind of lived in that gray area of like, well, it's good for branding and it's good for this and like it's community and it's a local voice, and not like, oh, we did this direct mail sale and here's the DMS and we've got all of the answers. But the beauty is that with beauty, people are actually buying a $17 lipstick online. Nobody is adding a Camry to a shopping cart and hitting like check out.
I'm going to go ahead and do PayPal
on it. And certainly I think that is the future. But so for me, it's great because the formula that we do for auto dealers is no different than the formula that we're doing for beauty. The only difference is the content. And so we're absolutely able to track that. Yesterday on Ricky's, we posted a Memorial Day sale with a special Memorial Day code, and 41 orders came in within 17 hours. Like, that's it. But for a car, I can't tell you what that formula is yet.
Gotcha. All right. Great questions are still coming in. Hey, Kate, could I ask you a favor? Could you go to the next slide so people can have all your contact information?
Yes,
now,
I think so.
I'm not just saying this because she's live on the air with me right now, but seriously, Kate Frost is like literally one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in the auto industry. If you have a question and you think Kate can help you anything having to do with social media, she is the bomb, and she is willingly giving you complete access to her. So please take advantage of it. She's one of the most awesomest people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting in the auto industry. So,
she's going to give her free lashes.
Wicked smart. Oh, yeah, and the lashes are not, that's not a bad thing either. All right. Thank you so much for the great question, Colin. We're going to move on to the next question, which comes in from Eric. He says, this is a big question. As an in-house agency for a large dealer group with 25 locations, what is your suggestion on handling Instagram for all of our locations?
Well, if you don't have anything currently, then the best thing to do is set up a group account and just work on that, and then you can try to go and fine-tune that, build out the audience into 25. But for now, if you're just getting started, I would say do all 25. We work with a dealer group that has, I guess, 8 locations, and we just manage one page for them and post, you know, all of their brands within that one account. So I think that's probably the easier thing to do than really segmenting all of that out and expending all that effort, because the reality is that Instagram is still a manual process, and you're literally going on a phone or a tablet and doing those posts. I think Hootsuite's trying to, you know, have that where it's, you can push it and schedule it out. But one of the reasons that Instagram, like, changed their logo, or one of the consequences when Instagram changed their logo, was that a lot of these third-party sites no longer have access to it as well. So to save yourself some time and you know, logging in and out of 25 different accounts, I would start with the one.
Okay. Eric, if you have a follow-up question, hey, send it on in. We're here to help. Thank you so much for the great question. Next question comes in from Dan. He says, are some hashtags wrong to use because some words or phrases are under a copyright or owned by a company? This is an excellent question. Can you own a hashtag?
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know that answer.
I
can't imagine that that's true. I don't think that you can do a trademark, a hashtag. In fact, one of the things that happened last year with the beauty retailer Ricky's, because we've had so much success on Instagram and with these Insta brands, is we opened up a pop-up shop in Soho and wanted to call it Instaglam, and Instagram shut that shit down pretty quick. So you can't use the word Insta. They have that, like, locked down. But with hashtags, you can use any of those. I would say the ones to avoid, and I see a lot of dealers using, are the spam ones, follow for follow and all of that. Like, who wants that garbage? No one. I think it goes back to that, you know, case study with Toyota. Like, don't be afraid to show your product, and don't be afraid to hashtag your product. Those are the people that you want engaged.
Gotcha. Thanks for cursing on my webinar, Kate. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. Mm-hmm. All right. Great question, Dan. Kevin wrote in, great info. I took some solid notes. Many thanks.
Yay.
All right. Any more questions for you? We still have a handful of great questions that came in, like this one from Danielle. She says, we are recruiting and training company for the auto industry, and sometimes our picks are a bit boring. Classes, new hires, you get the hint. Would it be good to add different photos to make our stream prettier and tie them into our business somehow?
Absolutely. There is nothing better than seeing a dark
pictures up.
Well, there's nothing that's more depressing than, like, seeing a dark room with, like, a glowing screen in the back of, like, tons of people's heads. That's not fun. So I would say that if you're looking for, like, hiring and recruiting, we can have a conversation offline. But we run into this all the time with some of these brands where it's, you know, hairbrushes. And how many times can you post a picture about a hairbrush? Then you want to start mixing in, like, hair inspo shots and different styling. And so I would say, depending on who you're hiring and recruiting, like, put some people out there that, you know, Sophia Amorosa, the girl boss, she always has inspiring quotes. So mix some of that motivation into them and do some flat lays or pictures of even your website, or your Instagram laid out. I've got all kinds of ideas, but I won't bore the rest of them. But yes, mix it up. Don't keep posting that. That's why your followers might not be growing, because nobody wants to see that. Or I don't. I don't want to follow.
Danielle, thank you so much. Great question, and good luck with your Instagram account. All right, next one comes in from Elmer, who, by the way, does not live in America.
Awesome.
Found that out. All right. Elmer says, Kate, do you think that the Facebook algorithm will kill the organic reach, so you have to advertise for followers to see all of your posts and not just the 2%?
I'm sure that that's coming down, just like with Facebook. And so that's why I would say, if you want to have a presence on Instagram, get on that right now while you can still grow it and have all of that organic reach and take care of it. I think that some things, you know, will certainly change. All of these fundamentals that we talked about today, I mean, those are true whether you're paying for it or not. You're just going to get better results if you're taking quality photos and clever captions and using the hashtags and doing some of that. But I think that's still kind of far away. I don't think that that's, you know, in the next 6 months. I think that's something that, you know, in 2017, I'll do a new webinar on that when that happens.
Should I put it on the calendar now? What, January?
Yeah. We're only talking about Snapchat. Okay, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Great question, Elmer. He already wrote in. Great. Thanks. All right. Last couple of questions. Ooh, this one comes in from Michael. I like this. He says, who's the best non-OEM, non-franchise dealer, in your opinion, on Instagram?
Ooh.
Who's an Insta success, let's say.
I'm going to take a rain check and do some digging to let you know that. I will say, because I mentioned Nick Domino on my last webinar. He was at Beach Automotive. They were one of the first dealers I knew doing Instagram, and they take kick-ass photos. And one of the things that they do, which I really love and is only possible because he's, you know, in-house and there, is they take their cars and park them in front of landmarks and take pictures in front of there, so then they can start hashtagging those places as well. So it's a very clever.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Michael, thank you for the great question. We hope that answer helped you out. Next question comes – what was the name of the dealership who said that?
Nick Domino.
He put a little smiley face.
Yes.
And he says, thank you, Kate. Okay, next question comes in from Pete. He says, would you put a specific offer on Instagram to try and track engagement?
Yes, but you need to make that a really compelling offer and not a $19.99 oil change. You need to do something that would really resonate and get people to do it and have it as a call to action. And maybe you don't give something away until you hit a certain number of followers. I mean, if you've got 200 followers, it's not worth it. Wait till you have a larger audience. Think of your followers almost the same way that you would an email database. You know, how many, like, you're going to put it out there, what's going to be the rate of return? 200, I don't know.
What would be a good offer that you think?
I think if you did something that was like a detail special or maybe like parts, something that would be like pretty generic that, you know, isn't necessarily a sales offer.
Interesting. Okay. So Pete wrote back in. He says, cool, thanks. Excellent info. Presentation kicked butt, Kate. All right. Thank you, Pete. All right. Last couple of comments and questions. Okay. Question came in from Colin, and he says, is there a preference to posting videos versus photos? Do you have any stats about which is more engaging?
I don't have any stats, but I can tell you from, you know, the 30-plus accounts that we manage on a daily basis that photos get more engagement than videos. But I would say it depends on the video. I think that we have just boring videos. I think for a dealer and depending on the brand, but, you know, you turn on a car and you have it humming and it's loud. That's awesome. People are going to listen to that and watch that.
But they won't watch like a walk around video or anything, right?
Yeah, that seems pretty boring. But if you're doing, even if you're regramming like a Jeep going through the mud or something, people will love that, watch that. Same with like makeup tutorials and videos showing how to contour or do a hairstyle.
Anything with babies and kittens, right? Can you stick a box of kittens inside a car is what we really...
Yeah, exactly. leave the windows down because then, you know, that could be a whole other...
Obviously.
People being really upset. But I would say that, you know, it depends on the video. Overall, I would say that photos perform better, but mix in some video. But don't do a walk around.
Okay. Colin, we hope that helped you out. All right. I think it's our last question comes in from Chevy Dude. And, oh, nope, we have some more. Okay. He says, what ROI are dealers seeing with Instagram selling cars? And since Eliana doesn't read these beforehand, Greg Gifford has the best beard in the industry. Thanks for that. Glad I didn't read that beforehand.
I kind of touched on the ROI question. I kind of touched on the ROI question earlier, and that is to say, look, this is not as much as Kevin Fry said. You're going to sell all of these cars and do all of this? Absolutely not. I'm not saying that at all. In fact, you know, add chat to your website, update your specials, do all of those things way before you get into Instagram. But if you're the person who's supposed to be in charge of Instagram or social media, these are the tips for it. I couldn't tell you a dealer right now that's, like, doing so well and has even that volume. I'm beating an OEM. Like, there's nobody's crushing it in automotive with Instagram. So I don't have any benchmarks to prove it against. I can say that because I was at Osteen VW on Tuesday, and they have about 4,000 followers, which is pretty good. That he was saying, like, oh, I have, you know, customers coming in and saying that you've liked their photos and that you've posted about them. So I think it just comes down to, like, community and goodwill at this point. I don't have anything quantifiable to tell you regarding how many cars you're going to sell.
I got you. All right, but thank you, Mike. Hey, every bit helps, and he knows that. He loves social media.
He's
a closer. That's right.
You tell me. You tell me your ROI.
All right. And then, let's see, Marshall wrote in, this is seriously one of the best webinars I've attended, by the way. Nice pool behind you, LOL. Thank you, Kate. That's from Marshall.
Awesome. Thanks, Marshall.
AJ says he will gladly model hairbrushes for you. For anyone who doesn't know AJ, let's just call him Follically Challenged. And then Kevin, last comment comes in from Kevin. He says he wants to know if wine was involved in any of your typos.
Yesterday was National Wine Day, so perhaps.
Perhaps. Kate, I cannot thank you enough. This was a killer presentation. You rocked it, man, as you always do. Fantastic presentation. I want to remind the audience, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording is going to be emailed to you later on today. You better be sharing it with your family and friends and your cohorts in crime, because let me tell you, there is not a lot of people who will come out here and tell you all this kind of Instagram goodness like Kate just did. So please, please, please don't hesitate to share it. I'm also going to let you know today's webinar is also going to be posted online within 24 hours. All you have to do is go to dealeron.com/webinars. And from there, you can view our upcoming webinar schedule, or you can access any of our past webinars. And yeah, when this webinar concludes in just a minute, you're going to get a short survey. It is 6 short, quick questions, but I am begging you, please fill it out. I need to know what you thought of today's presentation, because I thought it was amazing. So I'm hoping you feel the same way. We'd love to see what you have to say, so please let your opinion be heard. And by the way, Kate Frost is going to be presenting at the upcoming Women in Automotive Conference. That is right. It is June 26th through the 28th in Orlando, and it focuses on aiding and empowering women in our industry to improve their skills, advance their careers, and find the highest level of success in our male-dominated industry. I want to point out, it is not only for women. So even if you're a guy and you want to know how to work better with women, or if you have a lot of women who work underneath you or you work beside them, this is a great, I mean, it was amazing last year. I expect even more of the same this year. Amazing presenters. And how do I know? Yeah, I was there. I was the MC last year, and they have honored me again by asking me to come back this year and MC it again. So we're both going to be there. We'd love to see you. You want to find out more? Check out Women in Automotive Conference. WomenInAutomotive.com, or you can also check out hashtag WomenInAuto16. We hope they'll see you there. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next webinar, and it's a doozy. How to close like a rock star. I wish I had like a guitar riff behind me right now. I'm just letting you know. Mike Davenport, he's an award-winning salesperson at the top of his game who consistently pushes out more than 30-plus units a month. And while his hustle, grind, and work ethic are notably impressive, there's no denying that his proven closing techniques have brought him phenomenal success. And now he's ready to share them with you. Are you ready to learn how to close like a rock star? Yeah, you are. In this fast-paced one-hour webinar, Mike is going to share his tips and secrets to close more deals faster than you've ever imagined. His information-packed presentation on the art of the close will also cover how not to negotiate a car deal and how to get more money above your internet asking price. Don't miss this chance to hear from one of the auto industry's best and brightest and learn how you can close like a rock star. If you think you can handle this hour of awesomeness, then you had better register now. Don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions regarding these webinars and our topics, feel free to contact me directly. Again, my name is Eliana Raggio. I'd love to hear from you. So track me down online, Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I'm on all the automotive social networks, or email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today. And on behalf of Kate Frost and for all of the fine folks over at DealerOn, I'd like to wish you all a very happy and safe Memorial Day weekend. Please